You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Welcome, everybody, to Urban Embodiment Presents Episode 5 of UE Talk. You know what it is. I am Deshaun Whip Dog Whipple, and I'm with my partner, the leader, boss lady, the HWIC, the Den Mother of Urban Embodiment, LaKeisha. You know, like when they had a strip club and they got the one chick to keep everybody in order, that's you.
Okay.
You keep us all in order. Okay. Shout out to LaKeisha Coakley. How are you doing, Keish?
I'm doing good, John. How are you tonight?
I cannot complain at all. I'm glad to be back, you know. So tell me something. What's been going on since we last talked last week?
Nothing. I had a rude awakening this morning. I stepped on the scale. Now, a couple years ago, for those who don't know me, I had started this whole health conscious weight loss journey or whatever. So in that, I had lost 65 pounds.
Amen.
So I stepped on the scale today and 40 of them came back. So I think it's time to get back on track. And then we got the cruise coming up. So, you know,
this is true. This
I want to look good in my bohemian braids and everything. So, I think I'm going to get back focused and start that going. So what about you? I see that you were you met some people over the weekend. You want to talk about that?
Well, I was going to talk about that a little later, but yes. And it kind of slides right into our topic today, because our topic today is black love.
Yes.
UE Talk turns into marriage talk. And I met Reverend Run.
Okay.
And his wife, Justine Simmons.
Okay.
They were down at the Detroit Public Library. He has a new book out called Old School Love. It's a great book. If you haven't already, please check it out. Get a hold of it. And we're going to talk to our guests in a little bit about that old school love.
Yes.
But before we do that, Keish, let them know what we got coming up in Urban Embodiment.
So this Saturday, it's going down at Little Caesars Arena. Find a Bay is coming with the Pistons. Tickets are $35. We have all the women dater spots sold, and we have a few male spots open. So if you want to get hooked up and watch the game, come on down. Email us at urbanembodiment313@gmail.com. Your ticket gets you a seat in the game, a CSB dating, and post-game shots on the court.
Absolutely. And right now, ladies, all the spots for y'all are sold out for daters. You can still be a spectator, but fellas, listen to your boy. When I tell you this, we got some hammers in the building. So you looking for somebody that likes sports? You looking for somebody that's fly? You definitely want to be there this Saturday for Urban Embodiment Presents Find the Bay Speed Dating with the Detroit Pistons. And what else we got coming up, Keish?
Also, we're taking it up upstate. We have Find a Bay Speed Dating at Henry's Place.
Man, this is week 3,
that's
girl.
That's 4926 Marsh Road. Thank you.
Shout out to my partner for getting it right this time. Henry been watching like, look, we done worked together. What's the problem, man?
I got it right this time. Don't ask me again. I might mess it up. Seats for that for the ladies is $20. And for the fellas, you actually get a discount. It's $15 for you, and that includes a complimentary drink. And that's February 22nd, and that starts at 8 p.m.
Absolutely. You know what else we got coming up at Urban Embodiment?
Yeah.
Right here on the show next week is the UE's Got Talent.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, we extended it. If you want to be a part of this, you can send a 30-second clip or video of your act, whether you sing, dance, do ventriloquism, whatever you do. Send it in, and we'll post it up on the Urban Embodiment Facebook and the IG page. The person with the most likes will come on next week, the top 3 vote getters, and get a chance to win a dope prize right here and perform live on UE Talk.
It's going to be fun.
But now, Keish, it's one of my favorite parts of the show.
Yes.
It is time for, and I've been working on this. You ready? Here we go. Let's try it.
Cue it up.
The drink of the night.
You know who voice that is?
Who?
That's yours.
It is?
That's you.
Oh, my God. That's me.
That's you.
That's me.
I know.
Yes.
And our drink of the night tonight is from one of our mobile bartender partners, Bottoms Up Mobile Bartending, Ebony Williams. You get a hold of her at 313-687-9775. Let's see what she got in her sack today. Pause. Ooh. This is what we got. Make sure you get on the camera. She brought us some frozen cranberry cream puffs.
Cream puffs or cream pops?
Cream puffs, but it's a popsicle thing.
Puff pops.
Exactly.
Pops
exactly.
Puffs.
And she said it's made with French, Ciroc French vanilla. There's yours.
Thank you.
So I'm going to suck on this, pause, while we go into the next round. So while I'm doing that, if you want to introduce our wonderful guest for UE Talk Presents Marriage Talk, go ahead and do that.
Yes, yes. So we got some two wonderful, wonderful couples in the building that I look up to. Hopefully one day somebody will find me and, you know, wife me up. But if not, that's all right. So we're going to start over on the left-hand side. Go ahead and introduce yourselves. Tell us what you do and how long you guys been together.
My name is Aisha Robinson. I'm married to Dan Robinson over here.
Hey.
And we've been together 12 and a half years, okay. Married 11 years. Ooh. And I work in the private sector.
Okay.
Hey, I'm Dan, the man.
How you doing, Dan? Dan, can you scoot a little closer to the mic, please? Thank you, sir.
Oh, for sure.
Are you good?
So I've been with her for as long as she said, and probably longer for her. But I work in law enforcement as well, entrepreneurial endeavors.
Okay, awesome. And let's move it on over to the right. We got the Stutters over here. Go ahead and introduce yourself. Tell us what we do and how long you guys been together.
Hello, my name is Tiffany Hall Stutter. I'm a dental hygienist, and I've been with this handsome man for 12 years now. Give or take a couple of months.
You done? Oh, this one's going to be a fun one right here. I already see it.
And I'm Larry Stutter, as my beautiful wife said. Aww. And I don't know why she got the hyphen in there, the Tiffany Hall Stutter.
I'm working on that, guys.
I told her to drop the hall. Anyhow, yeah, we've been together for 12 years. We've been married 8.5 years.
Okay.
And I'm in the truck driving industry.
Okay. Okay. So now, how did you guys meet?
You want to tell the story?
I'm starting over here.
Okay. So we used to work at a plant called Excel. I was a high-low driver, and of course, you know, Larry was checking for me. So what it was we was friends. You know, we used to pray and stuff together. You know, he helped me get through my breakup with my ex. You know, long story, whatever. Mm. I helped him get through his breakup with his ex. And, you know, okay. We end up getting together. But what happened is, I used to be on my high low, right? Larry used to ride up like, you know what? I think we make a good couple. I'm like, oh, he want me, but. And then he'll ride off. And then he'll ride back like, you know, I'm just playing, right? I'm like, yeah, uh-huh. So.
And it's been magic ever since.
We just flirted one day. I don't know. He didn't come to work. No, I didn't come to work first. Uh-huh. And he sent me a flirtatious text. Like, yeah, that's what happened when you party like a rock star. And then the next day, he didn't come to work. So I sent him a text. I don't know. It just like, I don't know. It was just on the popping since, right?
That is so cool.
All right.
You got a different version of the story.
No, that's about right.
You know, he wanted me.
Bro, you was supposed to flip it and act like she was coming for you, dog. Man, I was just sitting there chilling and whatever. This young lady come trying to talk to me, man. Give it to me, you know.
Come on, I'll lift your crates.
Yeah, yeah.
And how did you guys meet?
Okay, well, I always like to say I do the book version and he does the movie version. So, but I don't know if ours is as exciting because we met at BP gas station. But it was Cinco de Mayo and I left out to...
We need something like theme music playing in the background.
This is a true story. It's true. I can't make this up. But I was literally on EEE. Like, I couldn't go... like past my block without my car shutting off. That's how much gas I didn't have. And
Watch how I bossed up.
I'm ready for this part.
It's the good part.
Y'all ready? All right.
Saucy.
So I was like, I'm not going back out tonight. I'll get gas in the morning. I'm not worried about it. But it was fight night. Oscar De La Hoya and Floyd Mayweather. So I had actually got invited out to a fight party. And so I'm like, man, it's 1 something in the morning. I've got to go get gas, but everybody's out, so let me go to the gas station. Went to the gas station. For some reason, my car was not working at the pump. I had money in my account, but it was not working. And so, on my way walking up to the inside of the store, this guy pulls up that he was sitting off to the side in a black Impala with tinted windows. Mind you, it's 1 something in the morning. And I see the door open. I'm like, oh, my God, oh, my God.
I was playing old school, right?
And so he slowly gets out like he's in some Shaft movie, okay?
And wow. Then the wind was blowing everything.
Right. He walks up to me. And at that point in time, I'm like
I gave you 3 feet, no check.
Because you couldn't be a creep.
Right.
Exactly. I feel
so
you.
So let me tell you what he did. This is the good part. He put both of his hands up like, I come in peace. And so when he did that, I was like, okay, okay. And then I looked a little second longer. I said, oh, he's kind of cute. So we went into the gas station and he filled my gas tank up.
Wow.
And so we went back to the pump, almost like he had to take out insurance to make sure I was filling the pump up. He stood there the whole time talking to me. And I'm like, hey, it's
three
late.
Fee, no check, remember.
It's late. You know, we don't know each other. Let's just exchange numbers. And we exchanged numbers, and we've been talking ever since.
Wow, that is amazing. So I'm assuming that Mr. Robinson, you had proposed to her. So at, like, where in the relationship you realize, like, okay, she's like the one. I'm ready to make that lifelong commitment.
Day one, I'll answer.
Oh, so I got to set it up because I was a pretty popular dude growing up and everything. And, you know, I wasn't necessarily, you know, I was just kind of living. Mm-hmm. And then I had just gotten out of a relationship. Okay. You know, I was married and it didn't work out.
Okay.
And I was going through the pains of that, like, man, I was trying to get everything together, do it right. What happened?
Mm-hmm.
And so, true to God story, what happened was, you know, as I got to know her more and more every day, you know, some of the pieces that were shattered,
mm-hmm. okay.
you know, she helped me to put them back in place. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, I tried to keep my distance. We were cool, hanging out, doing everything together. But I'm trying, okay, I'm going to stay on the couch. She's like, oh, come on, you come in the room and let's watch TV or whatever. I'm like, yeah, I'm okay. Because, you know, because I'm like.
Movie version.
Right. I'm like, hey, you know, I'm saying to myself, like, she's a great, great girl. I don't want to, you know, because I'm,
right.
you know, I ain't got myself together.
Right.
She stood by me and then next thing I know, you know, we were together for, you know, we were doing everything together. You know, when we wasn't at my house, we were at her house.
I want a copy of this podcast. Brother.
Right. We got you. Don't worry. It'll be ready tomorrow. We got you.
Right.
We got
I want the video too.
And so, you know, it was like, you just knew it. And I'm like, well, I never knew it like that before. The times okay. I thought I knew, I didn't know. But this time I really know that I know. And so from then, you know, we got closer and just, you know, we were best friends, of course,
right.
before anything else. You know, we were like the best of friends and I felt comfortable sharing any and everything with her. And so we were good. So you want to hear about the proposal?
Oh, wait. Let me just add to that because I had a when I knew moment, but it wasn't I knew, but I didn't. Mm-hmm. And this was so we met that night. And then the next day, I was at my mother's house, and I remember we lived down the street from each other at the time. And so I remember coming back from her house, and I was coming around the bend into my driveway, and I heard a voice as clear as day say, "That's your husband." I was like, "Who said that?"
Oh, I love it.
I actually laughed because I said, "I don't even know this guy," but I heard a voice say that, "That's your husband." And I had been, right before I met him, I had been praying about it. I was tired of the dating life. Mm-hmm. In fact, I told some people at work that I wanted to be married within the next year, year and a half. And they laughed at me like, yeah, sure, Aisha, whatever, you, okay. But I prayed. I started reading Corinthians, Proverbs, mm-hmm. everything. And I actually put a prayer in the Bible. And at first I had this list of he has to be this, mm-hmm. that, and that. And then I went back to that list and I ripped it up and I said, you know what, God, who you see fit for me, because I haven't been doing a good job thus so far, obviously. So right. I changed that list and I sure enough, shortly after that, I met him. And like I said, I heard that voice that day. And no matter what we went through, it was something about him. I just couldn't part from him. So
and she put one thing on the list, but I ended up being more than everything she had in her previous list.
Let me jump in for a second. We normally got a segment called Talk Yo Ish, but that's at the end of the show. You're doing it already. I like that. I like that.
Right,
right. And the man.
So I'm going to go over here to the right side of the table. So I'm assuming Larry had proposed to you, or, you know, women proposing 9 days too. So at what moment in a relationship you felt like, you know what, this is it. I want to lock her in. This is my life partner here.
Well, it really wasn't no proposal. And, you know, nowadays you see a lot of stuff going on and you see how, you know, couples get together and they could probably, you know, most of the time the male probably could prolong the engagement. And the reality is it don't take long, you know. I mean, I'm not saying jump into nothing after maybe 5 or 6 months, you know, but I would say within that first year, you got some type of idea.
Okay.
So even though, you know, we was together 3 years before we got married, but being that, you know, that I came up in church and just as well, my wife came up in church, we knew better, you know, so we had actually got a place after after being together for 3 years, and we talked about it. We was like, you know what? We need to go down here and get married, you know? Mm-hmm. And like I said, it wasn't nothing fancy, but we sitting here right now, you know? So like I say, it's you know, it don't always have to be nothing. It don't always have to be nothing fancy.
Right.
But like I said, you just know, you know? And after you know, being with my wife, after those 3 years and seeing the type of person she was and how she handled herself and how she carried herself and taking her around my family and, you know, even getting her approval, I knew. So that's pretty much how it was.
I got a moment.
Okay, talk to
okay,
us.
Go ahead. I got a moment.
So when I got my husband, you know, when we first got to, like I said, we was friends first. You know, we helped each other through our breakups. We got real cool. So it was really just a legit friendship. But when I broke up, I was in a long-term relationship, a horrible relationship. And when I broke up with that person, I was ready to, you know, just live my life. It was like hot girl summer. It's about to be on, right? So me and my husband, we started talking, but oh, Lord, don't judge me. I'm not going to lie. I was like, man, I'm just ready to get something new. So I'm with my husband. I'm just like, okay, let's see what this is about over here. My husband's like, nah, if me and you date, it's going to be me and you. It ain't going to be date nobody else. I'm like, okay. You know, that's cool. So when I got to know my husband, like, he was like something different. Like, I was used to be intimidated by older guys. My husband's a little older than me. But when I got with him, I was like, okay. You know, I remember we went, he came over one time and we was playing Aaliyah, One in a Million. And my husband's like, come on, let's dance. I was like, oh, this is it right here. And then when I found out he can cook, he can make salmon patties, I was like, this is it. I'm keeping him. I'm locking this down. But this is it right here.
Shout out to salmon patties, man.
My grandma was the only one I really knew. My mom said she cooked, but I really knew my grandma to cook them. But my husband to cook salmon patties, and they was fire. I said, oh, yeah, I love this man right here. So
that's cool. So now when people found out that you guys were getting married, did you get, like, some pushback, like, oh, dog, you really gonna do that? Or like, girl, you think you ready for that? Or like, was people like hitting you up, like, oh, you just gonna do this to me? Or, you know, little stuff like that?
I'll be honest, it was a pushback because we kind of kept it on the low.
Okay.
The reason we kept it on the low, because of course you had, okay, we gonna just get married, but then we gonna have a little reception. You know, we had those plans, but when we found out that wasn't happening, we just like, man, we might as well tell people. So I think more people was upset that it was like, why you ain't tell us? We could have went with you and this and that, but I mean, it went the way it was supposed to go. It was just me and him, you know, that's all it took. It's nice, me and him in this marriage, so it won't take nobody else to be there. So.
Right. So did you get any reactions from any females or any, like, your boys or anything
who
like
females?
That?
Who females? You trying to thought something?
I'm just saying, because, you know, no, I'm just saying because, like, and I'm just being real. Sometimes people can be bitter, you know, and they find out you moving on and you know, you trying to do something with your life, and then they're like, oh, you just going to do this, you just going to do that, or whatever like that. So that's why I'm asking the question, because people say and do things.
No, I didn't receive no pushback from nobody. You know, my family kind of small.
Okay.
You know, it's, you know, mainly just, you know, my grandparents, they gone. One of my grandmothers still living. Then I got my father, little brother, little sister, older sister, older brother. So we kind of tight knit.
Okay.
So I didn't really receive no pushback.
Okay.
You know, now it was, I pretty much got love from everybody.
That's good. So now let's trickle over to the left side of the table.
Let's trickle on over here.
So same thing. Like, did you guys get any, like, when people found out you was about to get married or, you know, tied or not, did you get any resistance, you know?
Wait a minute.
You know, relatives, like, hating or
old flame. We had a similar story as far as us just
just doing the thing. When we got married, it was just me, him, a good friend of his, and a good friend of mine. And we didn't tell anybody at first. Mm-hmm. And so I think a couple of months later, we ended up telling everybody. And they were just... People were disappointed and hurt.
They were peed off.
Yeah, right. I was doing the nice version. But they were pissed because they were like, wait a minute, it's you. My mother's like my youngest daughter. And then, you know, everybody's like my brother. And you didn't tell us about it. But we just wanted it to be about us. Mm-hmm. And so, and that's what we did. And, you know, like I said, 11 plus years later, we're still here together. And the same thing, we were going to plan for the reception and the big wedding thing. But a couple of months after we got married, my father actually passed away from suicide, actually. And so that just pretty much, that ended everything, and we just kept it as is. But, yeah, we were kind of, it was private.
A lot of healing, so.
Yep.
Okay. So don't sleep on those courthouse marriages.
I'm trying to tell you.
You know, because at the end of the day, one of the concerns that we had was that our marriage is for us, mm-hmm. and not necessarily for everybody. And so
that's right.
We did want to share with everybody, but we wanted to share in our way. Right. And it was more about the love and mm-hmm. us being fulfilled with each other than it was about going broke.
Absolutely.
We was broke too. Let me put that out there.
Let's
broke.
Go.
So when we got married, I was in hygiene school. My husband was the only one holding it down. You know, bless his heart, he was holding it down. So we didn't have no money. So our rings probably was together, $35? And I probably replaced mine a couple of times with some Walmart rings. I ain't gonna even lie. But God is good because we upgraded this shit.
Amen, amen.
So, you know, that was part of the problem. We ain't had no money, but we knew. But I'm gonna tell you this. When we got married, God blessed us. Oh, Lord, me and my husband got some stories where God came through and blessed our marriage financially. So we knew we was doing the right thing. And I always tell people, I say, you know, love, I feel like you don't have to have it all together when you marry. You know what I'm saying? Because when you love each other, you got that strong foundation and y'all really in love and y'all willing to stick it out through the hard times, it's going to work out. Trust
y'all
me.
Going to build it together.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Preach on, mm-hmm. sister.
Y'all
preach on.
I'm trying to tell these people, y'all better get married. Stop messing with
you know what? I got to say, because you just reminded me of something. Uh-huh. Now, something I would say that's kind of funny, and I'm sure mm-hmm. with you guys, you've heard it. There's always somebody that you know that's not married that tell you why marriage ain't worth nothing. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Those people.
Yeah, you got those type of people out there. And, you know, I tell people all the time, it's not the wedding, it's the marriage.
Absolutely.
You know, people, you know, and I'm not knocking it. You know, you do what you want. You know, if you're able to afford an expensive wedding, then fine. Go ahead and do it.
Absolutely.
You know, but, you know, a lot of times you find people going that route, and the marriage don't even last.
Or they say, oh, it ain't nothing but a piece of paper, but you've been engaged for like the last 17, 18 years. You got seven kids. And
right.
Right.
And does it offend anybody here? Like when people are like been together for like 10 years and call somebody their husband, but they not like legally not their husband. Do you guys get offended when people claim that they're married and they're not?
Not really, because that's their business. They got to
die. Yeah, you know, right. I don't get offended. I just think when people say it's a piece of paper, I think they don't have that type of they don't have no that type faith. Of spiritual faith in their marriage. You know, marriages. You know, you can't stay married without God.
Absolutely.
You know, without like, work.
Amen.
You know, you got to put in work.
Right. Yeah, you got to put in work. Mm-hmm. You know, so, yeah, you definitely got to have God. And I think that's why a lot of people, they say, well, it's just a piece of paper. Because you got to think, you know, people coming up different these days.
Absolutely.
You know, and everybody not brought up the way we was brought up. And I'm not knocking it if you don't, you know, but in my house, we got that understanding. Like, hey, God got to be the center of our marriage.
And if it's just a paper now, why not do it? I don't never understand. Right. If it's just a paper, then just do it. Then you just get the benefits and stuff. I mean, that paper. So.
But you know, it's a contractual agreement, and you know, marriage in itself is a business between two entities, being two individuals. So it's an acknowledgement that hey, we are declaring to each other and to anybody else in this world that we are taking this journey together.
Oh, I like that, Isha.
Oh, you know,
I y'all hear the harps playing in the background.
Right.
A little poetic justice over here. She got the braids, too.
Now,
that was beautiful.
I've been sitting here kind of quiet for a second. I've been married myself, excuse me, and I've been divorced. But, and that was my first question. Have you guys, all of you, this your first marriage for all of you guys?
Not mine.
You've been married before?
I've been married before.
I've been married before. But I call it
a learning
test run.
I'm glad. We gonna go there. And that's where I want to go right quick. Like I said, I was at the Reverend Run, Justine Simmons thing, and that was the question I posed to them. They both have been married before, divorced, and married again. So, fellas, ladies, just take your headphones off of this. You only got to just sit back. Don't mess with them. Let them talk. Now, let them talk. Fellas, was there any trepidation, any fear to try to get married again? Was like, you know, because whatever you've been through, I know what I've been through. You know what I'm saying? Was there any type of fear to do it again?
You know what? And that's kind of what I alluded to at first, is that, you know, I tried to keep my distance because I was afraid, because I was like, you know, what I went through, I didn't want to ever feel like that again, because, mm-hmm. I mean, it actually hurt. Made me question, like, hey, am I a good man? And things like that. Mm-hmm. And I add this little piece to it. When I was going through what I was going through, one of my friends, he was, you know, probably like, say we would have been an odd couple. You got the police over here and then you got the person over here. But,
right.
You know, we had respect and much love for each other.
Mm-hmm.
I recall him picking me up. We taking a ride from 2 a.m. until it got light outside, right around Belle Isle, listening to T.D. Jakes.
Mm.
And I'm pouring my heart out. And so, you know, and that moment right there. And this shows you how the boss man upstairs works. This individual, this guy that was with me, he, you know, helped me to realize, like, hey, it ain't you. It's her that's messed up, you know. And so I'm like, oh, cool. And then so when I did start dating my wife, he met her and he kind of was like, yeah, you good now.
Okay.
You know, and that's how that whole thing happened.
What about you, Doc?
Well, I was married a while ago, so I was kind of way past the hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So I would just say when I met my wife, I was at peace already.
Okay.
You know, so, you know, once I met her and found out who she really was, you know, like I said, I knew she was the one, you know, so I didn't really have no baggage. Not saying that's what was going on with you, but I didn't have no type of baggage or nothing that I was bringing into the relationship.
Okay.
But I just want to add one other part too. Mm-hmm. What I did learn from that marriage is that it prepared me for being a better husband. And yeah. So mistakes that I did make, you know, and not saying there was anything like that caused me, because I was the victim. I like to
say it again. Right. Me too.
But all the other things, mm-hmm. you know, sitting back, looking at some of the things that I could have done better myself, I made sure that, you know, being with my wife now, that, you know, all those, you know, mishaps were addressed, and that I didn't bring those types of things, or I dealt with them, you know, in a proper manner.
That's a good point, because, like I said, I was married myself before in divorce, and that was one of my things, like knowing that I was ready again and trying it again, like you just met him said. But it also, like you said earlier, back in the day, and my partner can say this, I used to be kind of wild, just a little bit, not bad.
Watch your mouth.
Girlfriend, I love you. But if my girlfriend's watching, I love you to death. Don't pay attention to her.
Hey, Christina.
Don't say her name on the show. This is business. But I say that to say, even though I kind of felt the same way about a lot of the stuff, you know, I was a good dude, and I talked to the Lord about a lot of things. But even though it didn't play out, and I do think, you know, the past person did a lot of things evil, it made me know that I could be married. Because prior to that, sitting there watching a show with your girl every week was like, man, what? You know what I'm saying? Now it's, I'm mad at her because why you not here? How to Get Away with Murder is about to come on in 5 minutes. You need to be home so we can watch it. Little things like that, I realized, and went from thinking I'm going to just be wild, hanging with the homies, to wanting to be with somebody that knows me. So kudos to y'all fellas for actually speaking that up, you know.
You know, one thing I just want to kind of ask everybody, I guess, and we talk about it a lot, me and some of our other married friends, is when we do have the, I guess I'll say a luxury of going out and looking at the dating scenes nowadays. Man, I'd be so terrified to try and date right now.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, God.
With all the things they got, the social media.
That video chat. Oh, listen. My God.
Yeah, I'm like, these people, these, I mean, it's like nowadays the women have to chase the guys. I don't know what it is, but it's like, I'm like, it's like guys not into asking women out and stuff like that. It's like the women doing it. They so.
Hey, some up here.
We run a, I don't know if Lakeisha told us, but we run a Facebook group called Singles Dating Detroit. Now, Lakeisha, what do you think about what she's saying about how people feel about that?
It's more so the women, because like the women, like we are here. We are ready. We kind of try to show you guys what kind of potential that we have. But it's like on the flip side, the guys are just like, you know, some, not all of them, because there is some good dudes out there. I get the good dudes that or whatever, but they not really all together. They not sure what they want, and they're not honest. And that's my whole thing. It's like, when you're dating, be honest in the beginning what your intentions are.
Yeah,
if you just dating the hookup and just one night thing, whatever like that, okay, say that. Don't have me thinking your goal is to be with somebody, and it's not, because now you done took my choice away.
That's been your thing.
So
that's been your thing.
I say that pretty much every show. I'm just serious, and I get that government name. I'm getting the name. I'm getting the birthday. I'm going to michigan.gov/oldest. I'm running it. I'm going to VineLink. I'm running it, because I don't need no crazies or no felons or whatever around me and my kid. Because when I'm dating for my child too.
Oh, and that's a scary thing. Right there, yeah,
it
with
is.
The kids.
Like
I told my husband, this it, man. I can't bring no other man around my kids, so we go.
But like y'all both said,
death do us part. Look, that's what this
but
to
like
be.
All you guys said, you're right, because I actually had a Lyft passenger the other day. Mm-hmm. The young man was 30 years old. Him and his wife been married for 7 years. They've been high school sweethearts, and he was talking about, I don't know, man. I can't take it. She tripping. I'm like, Brody, trust me. Go to counseling. Yeah. I mean, there's nothing out here, dog. You've been with that woman for, now I don't know what he did, but you seriously, that's been you. So even if you dabbled, whatever, not saying it's right or wrong, but you didn't know the person. You know this person.
Right.
You're going to go back out here, like this man said, and start dating. And you're going to be like, man, this world is weird. I know what happened to me.
Yeah.
When I first got divorced, I said, I'm going to go out here and I'm a clown. And I was like, my best friend was like, my other best friend, shout out to Nika, my godson's mother. She was like, you can't do this. You're not built for this anymore. I'm like, what? I'm whipped dog. She's like, no, trust me. Went out there and it was a whole nother game. I wasn't built for it.
It's very intimidating.
Yes. It is.
Go ahead.
Okay.
I got another question. I'm going to let you
know. Oh, okay. Now go ahead with your question.
Nah, we can't have the show all happy and smiling. We got to start some trouble in here.
I knew I should have had that shot.
Nah, you talked about how a lot of people in the world now feel how they feel about marriage, being together, is just a paper. A lot of people now, because they want to have their own friendships, families, whatever they want to call it, they want to do this polygamy thing. She started laughing already.
I knew that.
What do y'all think about how people now have, it's people now, they call it an alternative lifestyle, half won't get married unless they poly now. What do y'all think about the poly lifestyle and people that think like that?
Well,
jump on it.
My thought about it is this: marriage for each couple is what that couple makes it to be.
Amen.
And you have a lot of people that are turned off about marriage because they think it's a one size fit all. And I liken it to when you buy a house. When you buy a house, you decide what drapes you want in there, what carpet you want in there, what cereal you want in the refrigerator. Same thing with a marriage. So, hey, more power to you.
Yeah.
I will say this. I always, try to keep an open mind and not judge people but it's not my cup of tea. I'm not into that, but I say to each his own, but that's not what my ideal of marriage is. I don't know. I just don't see that's just really a get out of jail free card. It's like, we married, but we can do whatever we want to. What fun is it having, your pick of wives to sleep with? Wait a minute. And then can a woman, is it just the man that get to have?
All right. So it's time to go to the next question. We're talking about the fellas right now.
It's always one sided. You know what I'm saying? It's always one sided.
Actually,
and let me tell you this story. Hold on. He had put me in a polygamy group, right? And was like, I just want you to see the conversations and stuff they be having or whatever, right? So as I'm sitting back, and it was so many women like, oh, I'm looking for a king who also wants another queen and this. And, oh, I'm a woman looking for, this, that. And I'm sitting there, and I posed the question. I said, what about if I want two kings? And my comments went ham. They was just going at me like, no, nah, I'm an alpha male. That ain't supposed to happen. No, nah, all this other stuff. And they kicked me out.
Say this, though.
And I'm like, oh, for real? You know what I'm saying?
But
you
want to deal
with, you know what I'm saying? Right, right. You know what I'm saying?
Now, on that, I feel you. But the only reason they kicked you out, because you were, no, seriously, she was in the polygamy group. Like, there's a polyandry, like, there is a form where the woman has two husbands, and that's the reason they do
that's still polygamy.
Well, yeah, but like,
or and
polyandry.
There's polyamory.
Polyamory. And,
well, polygamy is marriage,
right?
Polyamory just means multiple relationships.
And
then you, I mean, I don't know what the other one is.
Hey, look, I know a lot on this.
I was gonna say if you need friends for a show, I've got a few.
But they actually, like, I actually have a homeboy, and that's what he has a girl. And she has two of them.
Wow.
I have a homegirl. When she meets a guy, she says she has to have two. That's her thing.
Two guys.
Yes. But her reason isn't just a sexual thing.
Okay.
It's kind of the flip side on that, is that if you meet a guy and he can't take care of the household, but you love him on level A, and you love the other guy on level B, the same thing.
So that guy take care of another man.
No, they both take care of her.
Oh, wow.
No, smile too much. No, my man right here. Okay. There you go. But no, we're real talk.
We're not responsible for the actions that happened after the show.
But on that note, I think my partner want to take it to the marriage talk game show.
Yes. So we're going to have a little fun here. Kind of got to do like the little newlywed type thing. So I'm going to give everybody a set of cards, and I'm going to just ask 5 questions. And if it's your husband or if it's you, fellas, hold up the blue one. And if it's the wife or if it's you, ladies, hold up the pink one.
Nah, am I keeping the score, Dave?
You're keeping the score. So if, like, both of you hold up the blue one, then that's a point. Okay, so I'm going to ask 5 questions, and then the winner gets a prize.
Can I get 2 blue cards, please?
Okay, so first question. Who said I love you first?
Oh, that's been so long time. Okay, I looked at his.
You got to divide us up or something? So how does the score work? They both get...
Yes, they both get a point.
Okay, they both got one. Okay.
Okay. So, cars now.
Okay. I'm like, he yelled at me. Does that count? I love you. Okay.
You better love me back.
Woman.
Okay, so who takes the longest to get dressed? Okay, so... So that's not a point.
Can we clarify that?
Go ahead.
Like, from, like, not just putting on your clothes, but, like, getting the hair and the makeup, the shoes. Seeing, after going through, like, 5 pair of shoes, seeing which one you're going to wear. All that stuff, right?
Today, but you woke up and started earlier before.
It don't matter.
But you were fixing your mustache before we came here, so why are you talking?
Look, I ain't never seen my husband's hair not cut. His line is always crisp.
I'm about to say, when he came in, I'm like, man.
You don't know where that
Steve Harvey over there.
Right.
Okay, so no point. So we still tied at 1-1. Okay, so who is the better cook?
Oh.
Okay, so we got 1-1. So that's 2-2. Okay, and this is question number 4.
Yes.
What about bacon?
You can't change the question.
I thought that was like part 1AB.
Right. Who's the most forgetful? Okay, so that's
big
all
that.
Right. 3. Okay. Damn.
They know each other. Yeah, that means we got a tie right now.
Right. Okay, so it's a tie. So this is the last question. Then we might have to have like a...
I got a tie question.
Okay, a little bonus question. Okay. Who's the best with the budget, finances? Okay. Oh, my God. That is so cool.
So the tie was a 4-4?
Yes, 4-4 right now. So
and
we
see,
need
you
a tie break.
The same answers, women.
Hey, I actually was joking about having a question, a tiebreaker question.
Take care.
Okay.
I used to CFO, so I don't know.
Okay.
That counts,
we need a tiebreaker question. What do you have?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
Oh, God. Okay. Okay.
You do trivia.
When's her birthday? Question is, when's her birthday?
October 21st.
When's his birthday?
April 28th.
When's his birthday?
May 28th.
When's her birthday?
October 2nd.
That was easy.
I didn't. They might have forgot.
You did make me nervous. I was like, "What is this?" All
right.
I said, "Wait a minute."
Where did you go for your first date?
We went to the movies to see some movie where they was dying because the plants and stuff was killing them. What's that movie? Y'all know what I'm talking about, where the plants was killing.
See, if you're gonna do a tiebreaker, you gotta go newlywed game rules.
All right, give me one.
Here we go.
That's what I need. That's what Dave's here.
I have somewhere in here. I got a pen.
Oh, we got to write it down.
And it's a pencil right there.
Just the guys.
Oh,
there you go.
Come on, babe. Right. I believe in you.
And ladies, I'm going to put you on your honor system. Look that way.
You can do it.
Oh, I got one. I got one.
First thing you noticed about her.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, this dog.
Nice. Nice question.
First thing you noticed about her.
Ooh.
Write it down. They got to write it down, right?
Babe, I'm sending you
what's the message.
What's car? Got
this, babe. Got this. I'm sending it to you. I don't know
what he going to sound. This pen ain't right. We got a pencil right there. We need that. Oh.
Well, I'm
going to
get this wrong. I know I am. Because there's so many things.
Almost need the Jeopardy theme song in the background.
Right. And I got it on my phone. I still play it.
Hey, get that Uber or Lyft ready. We got just a coupon code.
It's just so much he liked about me. I can't.
Say that. That's all
okay.
Can.
Is there a multiple right. choice?
Tell you what, we'll start over here. What was his answer?
I don't know. I'll say hair.
Got it right.
Well, yes.
I said your beauty and your
I'm going to say aww. My smile.
Think about a foot lower. He said your boobs.
Well, damn. Right. Hey,
I was going to say smile, and I was like, that was
a but, 1-2 combo.
I said that go together. Huh?
Right. So maybe it was like my smile. Well, maybe that's what she meant. My smile.
I think we have a winner.
Yes, so congratulations to the Stutters, and you get a gift card for a night out to Roof Chris. And then for our runner-ups, we have a gift card for a night in DoorDash.
All right.
So you don't come and you eat talk without getting gifts, man. We take care of y'all.
Right. And if anybody wants to call in, the phone number is 248-579-5260.
They can ask questions.
Yeah, they can ask questions.
But before they ask a question, can I ask a question real quick?
Sure, go ahead.
So when we first came in here, y'all said Henry's. Y'all doing
place.
Something at Henry's?
Yeah, Henry's place in Okemos.
Okay. And then you threw out hammers. Can you please tell people what hammers are? Because I get dogged out when I use words like
yeah, I was going to yeah. That was an I get dogged out.
Hammers are bad chicks. They them cold ones. Them thang things. Them what up dolls. Them hot girls. You understand what I'm talking about?
They cute.
No, I didn't know.
Oh, yeah, that's old school.
Yeah, right? Man. Sometimes we throw the terminologies in there.
Like hammer.
I was wondering, is that a, I don't know, I thought that was a tip drill.
Like,
yeah.
He has and it says, please explain on the bottom of his foot.
Hey, that was important.
Very thorough.
You know, these millennials, so I get yelled at all the time because the way I talk, they laugh at me. I'm like, what? I was the man back in the
80s.
Back in the 80s, I was the man.
I just look, Cap. Like, I had to, you know,
find out what it meant
on Facebook. Like, what does Cap mean?
I think your brother came and told us that time what
yeah,
it meant.
Yeah, my nephew, too. I'm like, oh, but I started using it all the time. I liked it, though. But, you know, that other stuff, you know.
Now, let me ask you this. Now, being married, do you guys like to hang out with other married couples? Or oh, what
I love
all
it.
Yes.
That's a,
yes.
I love yes. hanging yes. out with other
where
people.
Where that bell at?
Yeah. It's like you feed off each other energy. It's like it's just so fun. Like, you know, I don't know. It's just good, you know, good vibes when you with somebody who like.
Have you ever hung out with a couple that didn't really see eye to eye and they killed
that's
the whole movie?
Awkward.
Not really.
It's like.
That's awkward.
Yeah. And like, look, we go on cruises, right? So, I mean, not cruise, but we try to get together a couple mm-hmm. trip or whatever every year with our people. So, I mean, we all, everybody go through their couple stuff, but you know, you come back together. I mean, if you saying that, like, have people ever argued or something? What you mean?
Like in front of y'all. Like, if yeah. it's five yeah. couples and one of them about
or
to
they really wasn't
throw
like,
the kitchen sink at her.
Yeah. Yeah, but we family. I mean, we all family.
That
so,
happened
know.
To
yeah,
us
that's
one
real.
Time. We went out to eat, and this was like our first time all of us getting together. And then they started arguing before the appetizer even came. And they were like, so what do you guys
think? It was polite. It wasn't like messy or anything like that, mm-hmm. though. But it was awkward. But like you guys said, but we all family.
Now, we did with family, though, so we ain't never met some friend. You know, it be family members, so it's like, oh, y'all be cool again. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we'd argue with family members. I mean, that's part of
now,
it.
Now, I might have missed it earlier, and you don't have to answer if you don't want to, but how old are you guys, first
I'm
of all?
I'm 36.
I'm 44. 36.
46.
He remember your birthday, but he don't remember how old he is? What's that all about, dog?
I ain't mad at him. I forget too.
Let me tell you, I only knew because I know Tiffany and I are the same age, birthday in the same month. We never know how old each other is because we always. I always go,
it's
"How
all
old
about
are you?"
Everybody else.
And then he goes, "How old are you?"
That is
and
true.
So that's
though.
The
that's true. I forget how well I just was on point this time.
So, so now, what would you guys tell a younger couple? Let's say you a couple's 21, 22. They in love, but they going through things. What would y'all tell them? About?
What did I tell that couple? That the person yesterday. Was that the other day?
I don't know. You talk a lot. What did you say?
So, you know, with young people, when they're, hey, I'm getting married. You're like 20 years old. I tell them to, you know, just slow down. Make sure that that's the one. Because I know a lot of times people go out there and you, you know, jump on the first thing. And like you said, you know, you don't really know each other. You get to know each other. And then you realize that, you know, all the things I was looking for in somebody, this person is absent of many of them. And then you find some other people over there, and now you start straying and stuff like that. And so to prevent that from happening, you know, definitely always the be honest thing. I love that part.
Yes.
Tell somebody, give them an opportunity to say yes or no to whatever you're trying to, you know, whatever you're trying to do. Right. But definitely take your time, be up and upfront and honest with each other, and don't just jump into something just to jump into something.
And to add to that, I would say make sure that it's not infatuation. That is actually love. Yeah. And that you're friends first, because there will be times in the marriage that you just can't stand each other. You're like, I hate you this year. And so.
Can you bring me some Kool-Aid?
No. But that's right. What saved you is that you're friends. So we might not be in love with each other at the moment, but we have love for each other and we have respect for each other. And if you're friends, you're always going to communicate. We have a couple of things that we do. We sometimes we can't talk verbally to each other because, you know, we might want to pull out the butter knives and the plastic knives. But we don't do that. But we text each other.
Or email.
I was going to. You ruined it. We text each other these long dialogues. But if it's really, really serious, we will get an email from one or the other, like about 3 o'clock in the morning. And if you get an email, it's like you know that is big time right there. Let's slow it down a little bit, because a lot of times in relationships, you know, you have to detonate the love bombs. That's what I call them, love bombs. And those are those explosive arguments, your views, your actions. And a lot of times and what I mean by that, each love bomb you have, you got to start detonating it as soon as it happens. Mm-hmm. Don't leave them in the field, because before you know it, it's easier to detonate one or two. But when you've got a whole minefield, it can be anything, and it'll just blow up the whole relationship.
Somebody going to lose a leg.
Right. It's so funny you said it, because my husband get on me about that all the time. Like,
yeah, we can get into it, and then my wife will just bring up like 40 different other things. And I'll be like, wait a minute, hold on. But then I was trying to, you know, then I found myself defending myself about 40 different things that I had no idea she was mad about.
That's called the reverse in Uno.
First of all, let me say this.
But what I would tell a couple is, I agree with Dan. I would tell any young couple to probably take their time and get to know one another, because in these days, everybody not raised on love. Mm. People don't have no idea what love is. And love is, you know, a lot of times going through it, you know, and working through it. And I would also add to that is, when you working through your problems, work through them yourself and keep your family out your business.
Oh,
because
man.
A lot of times, this
that's
what people,
right there.
What people fail to understand. Ooh, is this.
That is a true old Lord have mercy.
When you and your mate go through something and you run and, you know, tell one of your family members that you might be close to, that family member don't love your mate like you do. So when your mate forgive you, that family member might not even forgive you. You know, so definitely keep your business to yourself. Work things out on your own, and then just try to get through the rut.
Give her only one spoon of potato salad.
You know what I tell now? This is not so much, but what I tell anybody that's seeking to get married, be ready, because the 7 years, when I hear that, the 7 years is the hardest time of your marriage, Lord have mercy. There's some truth to that. When me and my husband got married, Lord have mercy, it was like Tom and Jerry. Like, I knew I loved my husband. I would die for my husband. And people think it's cheating and stuff. It's not always cheating, because we had them issues, but our communication skills was horrible. Like, my husband, this is what we learn to do now. I say, babe, let's stop defending ourselves and hear each other out. Because I feel like love is not, You know, love is just compromising. Love is trying to make somebody else happy. Like, I feel like, hey, if I'm working at trying to make my husband happy and he's doing it vice versa, we'll be good. And when we first got married, it wasn't like that. Mm-hmm. It was kind of like, no, but you do this. No, you do this. Like, man, it was so crazy. Like, we came so far. Man, I thank God. I'm so proud. We tell stories like, babe, remember we was going off?
It was bad at certain times.
That's real. And that's why marriage is when you love somebody, you're going to be passionate. So with that, you know, it comes all types of emotion.
Okay, we got a call. Hello. Who am I speaking with? This is Lakeisha from UE Talk. Hello? Phone bill not paid? Hello?
Oh, bye.
Have a good night.
Haters call.
Once again, you can call in at 248-579-5260. Real quick, though, another question. Premarital counseling, yes or no?
Oh, beautiful. I love counseling. I think it's awesome.
Premarital, during.
Oh, sorry.
All of the above.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Individual counseling. You got to work on yourself sometimes.
But you got to be careful who you talk to, because you can't go to your mama's pastor all the time and think that, you know, it's always great to have somebody neutral. But one of the things I like to try and do is, you know, you get things from both sides. Like, you get somebody that maybe think of, like for me, the best to make sure I'm doing something is getting something from, like, maybe a female friend of ours or something, or somebody like. If I talk to her mom or somebody, one of her friends, and tell me something, like, oh, okay, all right, cool. So I could take that, you know, because I know it's going to be, you know, if it's going to be real, and that person is kind of on our side, but not necessarily.
What about friends of the opposite sex that are single? How do y'all feel about that in a married situation?
You talking about, well, do we have them?
Yes.
No, we don't have those problems. We don't have them. So y'all keep I'm his everything. He don't need no... You know, I ain't against it, but luckily when me and my husband got together, we didn't have no. Now, I'm not saying I'm jealous where, you know, he had coworkers, you know what I'm saying? Not really, though. No, I'm lying. Not really. No.
I feel you.
No, we
have friends of the opposite sex. Okay. We never stop having friends. It's just our belief that certain things, aspects of your personality that round you out, you don't have to always cut off. Now, if someone is being disrespectful and crossing the line of what a friend is, that's different. But, I mean, you come across people all the time, especially in different lines of work that you do and that we do. So it's difficult to not have friends of the opposite sex. Okay. And it helps keep a balance on things sometimes, too, that when you're talking to a friend, you know, and you be careful about how much detail you go in about things. But you can have general conversations. Let's just say about football. And that friend can say, well, you know, if you look into this team, like, he's, you know, this is what a guy likes sometimes, and it will be helpful. Your husband, that's my homeboy. You know, just be a little quiet when the football come on, or maybe y'all can, you know, just different perspectives. I think it enriches the relationship sometimes.
Can I ask a question? About
that?
So I'm curious. So when the friends that y'all had, look like, the friends that y'all had, did y'all have them before y'all got together, or have
wait, babe, because you're making it like we don't have, like.
No, but I'm just saying, we don't have, like, you ain't got no homegirl.
You said no friends, like Drake.
No, but I'm saying, like, co-workers and stuff like
that.
Yeah,
okay, that's
right?
Different.
That's probably what y'all saying.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm talking about, like, how you
had not somebody we met at a bar. Right. No.
No, I'm talking about, do you have a guy friend that you hang out with without your husband?
I can, yeah.
And one of the things, too, is that one thing we always said, and like I said, like, I was a victim. But anyway, so one thing we said, and I realized, because one thing, and you guys will agree with me, all guys, like, back in the days, like, yeah, I'm the man, she mine, that's my property. But we forget, like, just as much as we got control over ourselves and our bodies, what we do, same thing with women. So our promise to each other was that we never embarrass each other and do things like that.
Absolutely.
And if you know that, you know, you could go out and do whatever, as far as not having to, you know, have somebody following you around and seeing what you're doing and stuff like that, and you're comfortable, like, you're not going to want to do anything anyway.
You're definitely right about that.
And then when I do talk to, like, some friends of the opposite sex and things like that, one of the things I find myself doing is talking about her. all the time. Nothing ever bad. Just always praising her.
I've actually had to tell him, like, you don't have to talk about me all the time.
One time she came to my job.
Oh, my God.
Like, one of the first times she came, and there's a lot of women around. Mm. And, you know, one of the things, like, why this guy ain't, you know, trying to look at me? Why he not, you know, everybody else in my face, why he not? And, you know, I'm always talking about her. She made her appearance. And
I promise,
it was almost as if, you know how Beyonce come out on stage, the band blowing the hair everywhere.
Or Toni Braxton.
And when she came out, they all looked at her, and then they all wanted to talk to her. Mm-hmm. And it's cool because I'm like, yeah, I like that.
You had already been shining her up like that, so they know. That's him. It ain't nothing else to it. That's him.
Yeah, his colleagues were all like family now, to be honest. If he's eating an extra donut, they'll send a picture and snap it to me.
Snitches.
You can't have that. Oh, okay.
Like, this was not on the call.
Guys, we're going to close out in a second, but I just got a comment from one of our group members from our Singles Dating Detroit group. They are married now, and they have a baby. Miss Marquinda Lewis and Donald Hook.
Quinny.
She said, talk about us. So, yes, Marquinda, you're watching. We love you. She's like, who's he pointing at? That's the cameras. It's like fourth wall thing I'm doing.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Marquinda, yes, they got met. They met in our singles group. Mm-hmm. They are dating. Now, we just had a baby shower for them. Mm-hmm. And they, like I said, they married, they pregnant. And so it shows that it is out here. This black love thing, no matter what anybody's out here saying, black love is a real thing, you dig? They can put all the lies and whatever on TV, all the reality shows where they fight. No, black love is a thing.
Wakanda forever.
You dig? Well, guys, we about to get ready to close out our show. So right now we do a segment. It's called... Talk Your Ish. Well, you got 60 seconds to talk about whatever you want to as we go around the table
or
before we close out.
Promote whatever you had going
promote
on.
Promote whatever. Yeah. We're going to start... You know, we started left first time. Let's start to the right, okay?
Okay. Go ahead.
Make sure you floss every day. please, parents, monitor your kids' brushing. Oh, my gosh, I can't say it. Stop letting your kids brush their teeth by themselves when they're only 6 years old. And if your breath stink, okay, please start telling people when they breath smell, that means they got 9 times 10, they got periodontal disease, and they need to go see a dentist.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you, Doc.
Hey, everybody just be smooth out
there. Yeah, how can you follow up today?
Make sure your enamel smooth.
Everybody look out for each other, have respect, and just be righteous.
All right. Keep black love alive.
Yay!
Amen. Old school love once again. Right. Keish.
Yes.
Close them out about what we got coming up in Urban Embodiment, please.
All right. So once again, this Saturday, we are going to Little Caesars Arena. We'll find a bay. We'll be joining up with the Pistons. The Pistons will be playing the Knicks. Tickets are $35. That includes a seat in the game. Post shots on the court. I always mixed up when I said
post game shots. Yeah.
Post game shots on the court and a seat to a speed date. We're actually sold out of women dater spots. But fellas, if you have $35, go ahead and cash app us.
And you heard the definition of what a hammer is, so now you know. Yes. If you didn't know,
hammer slammers.
If you don't know, bammas. Now you know.
Mama bammas. And then February 22nd, we'll be going up to Lansing. We'll find a bay speed dating at Henry's Place. That's at 4926 Marsh Road in Okemos. Seats for the ladies are $20, and fellas, you actually get a discount. Your spot is $15, and it includes a complimentary drink.
Yes, yes. And also, we got next week coming up right here on UE Talk, the UE's Got Talent. So you can still submit your videos, 30-second clip. If you act, you dance, you sing, you model, whatever you do, send us the video. Well, yeah, twerk too. Send us the video. We'll post it on our Urban Embodiment Facebook and our IG pages. And the one with the most votes by February 6th, which is this Friday, will perform live right here on UE Talk.
The 6th is actually Thursday.
Friday is the 7th. They got to turn it in by Friday.
Okay.
You got till Friday to turn it in.
The 7th.
And Friday is your votes.
Yes.
But with that being said, also, we got our singles group, Singles Dating Detroit and Singles Dating Atlanta on Facebook. Join them. Y'all can be part of this black love as well.
Yay.
With that being said, I am Deshaun Whip Dog Whipple.
And I'm Lakeisha.
And we will see you next week on Urban Embodiment Presents UE Talk.
Good night.